This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Daily Digest. I'm T. Shao Ik and Juliet Jacobs keeping you company for the 2 o'clock hour this Friday afternoon. So we have two stories for you today. First up, the Malaysian government has claimed that Al Jazeera made their documentary titled Locked Up in Malaysia's Lockdown without obtaining the necessary licensing from FINAS. So we'll be talking to a lawyer and filmmaker to help us make sense of this law enacted in the 1980s to find out if the broadcaster Al Jazeera's documentary was indeed illegal, and if we are also all unlawful citizens for posting videos of our cats doing backflips.
Yeah. And in our second story, the global pandemic has brought mass tourism to a standstill in most parts of the world. So as the industry looks to recover, are there more sustainable paths that we could be taking that keep both the environment and local communities in mind? So we're going to look at some possibilities. That's in our second story. But in line with that, over on Twitter, we have a poll running, and we're asking you if you would be willing to spend more to ensure that your holiday is eco-friendly. So just a simple yes or no, join that conversation. You can tweet us at BFM Radio, or you can send us a message via WhatsApp at 018-789-8899. So now on to our first story. On the 19th of July, the Minister of Communications and Multimedia, Datuk Saifuddin Abdullah, said that his ministry is investigating to see if news agency Al Jazeera had the required license by the National Film Development Corporation, or FINAS as we know it, when they produced their documentary titled Locked Up in Malaysia's Lockdown. So he said that the law states that permission is required from FINAS before producing any film or documentary in Malaysia.
Yes, so some context. Earlier this month, Al Jazeera broadcasted a 25-minute documentary criticizing the government for their treatment of undocumented migrant workers in the country in an effort to curb the spread of COVID-19. So the documentary received pretty polarizing responses. There were many who condemned the government for mistreating immigrants, who are arguably the most vulnerable community during the pandemic. There were also others who praised the government for doing whatever it takes to stop the spread of the virus.
Yes, and following the statement by Datuk Saifuddin Abdullah, FINAS released a statement saying that after initial investigations, they found that Al Jazeera had no film production license and made no application for a certificate of filming to shoot the documentary. FINAS also said that it will be providing full cooperation with the police to probe the prominent news agency under Section 22(1) of the Perbadanan Kemajuan Film Nasional Malaysia Act 1981.
Yes, and this came after the Perikatan National Government pushed back heavily against the documentary, claiming that their criticisms were unsubstantiated. The authorities also investigated 5 Al Jazeera journalists who were involved in the documentary for the charge of sedition. Officials have also issued a search notice for a migrant who was interviewed during the documentary. On the other hand, Al Jazeera said that while making the documentary, they had repeatedly asked the government to provide their side of the story, but that the government had declined to comment.
Yes, but it's the whole episode with FINAS that has caused, I would say, massive confusion among a lot of us. So for starters, this law, Section 22(1) of the Perbadanan Kemajuan Film Nasional Malaysia Act 1981, is one that doesn't appear to have been enforced since the 1980s, and certainly not in recent memory.
Mm. And so the government of Al Jazeera immediately refuted the stance by the government, and they insisted that their weekly 101 East Current Affairs show did not require a license from FINAS. They said, and I'll quote here, Al Jazeera asserts that according to Malaysia's National Film Development Corporation's own definition, the 101 East Weekly Current Affairs show does not fall into the category of film requiring a license. The manager of Al Jazeera English added the following, unable to contest the integrity of our journalism, we believe the authorities are now attempting this new gambit of claiming we did not have a proper license. We do not believe this is a credible line of argument. In fact, we believe it is contradicted by the very own published guidelines of the relevant authority. So that those are the statements coming from Al Jazeera.
That's right. And things got a little bit muddy after yesterday's parliamentary sitting when Saifuddin Abdullah said that everyone requires to get a license from FINAS before publishing a recording. So he said, and I quote, it is mandatory for film producers to apply for a film production license and filming certification letter, regardless of whether they are mainstream media or personal media that publish their film on social media or traditional channels.
Ah, so this unsurprisingly caused a stir on social media, as everyone from opposition ministers to just, you know, general members of the public, well, in their response, posted memes and videos asking the government if their silly TikTok videos require a FINA's license as well. But honestly, jokes and memes aside, many also brought up the fact that this could put a dent on freedom of expression. It could affect the livelihoods of many content creators as well as dampen the spirits of aspiring content creators. Interestingly enough, according to the FINA's website, only a registered company with 50,000 ringgit paid up capital even qualifies for a film or video production license in the first place. So that kind of begs the question, how do regular folks even apply for the license in the first place?
Yes, so if you're as confused as we are, we don't blame you. Mm. The law is very broad, it's very vague, and it's no wonder that it hasn't been brought up in a very long time. So what does the enforcement of this law actually mean? So to help us wrap our heads around everything, we have on the line Zahra Sasha Abubakar, who's a lawyer and filmmaker. Hello, Zahra. Welcome to the show. So there's a lot to unpack here. Let's start with what this law is all about. Can you tell us exactly what is stated in Section 22.1 of the Perbadanan Kemajuan Film Nasional Malaysia Act 1981, and what does it mean?
It states that no person shall be engaged in any activities of production, distribution or exhibition of films unless there is a license issued to them by FINAS. So what this means actually that you cannot, as a person, you cannot produce any film, distribute or exhibit unless FINAS gave you the license to do so. The Act defines what films are. So it says here, films include feature film, short film, short subject film, trailers, documentaries, advertising filmlet, and any recording on any material of any kind. They go further to say that film activities include all activities related to the film industry, and film distribution include the renting, hiring, and loaning of films for profit or otherwise.
Okay, and why was the law enacted in the first place?
When the law was enacted in 1980, the idea behind the Act is to develop the film industry in Malaysia. And FINAS was also entrusted to promote Malaysian films.
So there has been some confusion over the past couple of weeks on who exactly should apply for the license. Can you clarify for us, should it be organisations or individuals?
Act 22 sub 1 says no person. So I think it says there it refers to individuals. So, but even if it's an organisation, you have to look at who has to apply for the permit. So usually when you produce a film, the producer is responsible to apply for the permit to broadcast the film. So it goes back to the individual.
Just a quick follow-up to that. So if there are, for example, five journalists working on the same documentary, do all five of them need a license?
One person has to apply for the license, because the license is for that particular documentary. It's not for the filmmakers to what do you call it, produce the documentaries.
Okay, and during the parliamentary sitting, Lembah Pantai MP Fahmi Fadzil brought up a pretty interesting question. So he asked if YouTuber Dustin Fandhella, who produced a video countering the Al Jazeera documentary Locked Up in Malaysia's Lockdown, which was later circulated by Bernama, had a FINAS license. So based on the law, does this YouTuber require a license as well?
Yes, he does actually. And to go further, it's not just Dustin who requires the license for his YouTube videos. If you read the law, it appears that other YouTubers will need to apply for the license as well. And all those influencers who do TikTok videos or Instagram videos are not spared from applying for this license.
Okay, and MCMC Minister Saifuddin Abdullah also mentioned that, and I quote, "We encourage everyone, big or small, young or old, individuals or organisations, to produce any type of film as long as it follows the existing laws," quote unquote. So, but keeping everything, you know, that we've just discussed in mind, doesn't creating content without a licence from FINAS technically already break the law?
It does, because the law says producing and distributing. So when you make those YouTube videos, IG stories and those TikTok videos, you are creating a content. So that process of creating a content is producing a content. So when you put up on those platforms for all the followers or other people to watch, it is you are actually distributing those content. So technically, they are breaking the law.
And the landscape in the 80s is, you know, very much different from today. There were no smartphones, digital recordings and social media and all of that. So with that in mind, should this law that was enacted back in 1981 still be applied today?
Okay, so back in the 1980s, we don't have IG or you don't have YouTube. So then I think the 1981 Act, if you want to apply it today, you have to amend a certain section of the law. So due to increasing social media platform, a line must be drawn on who should or shouldn't apply for the license. And also for the purpose of the documentary or films themselves. Some documentary and films are made for educational purposes or for school children and to educate on the current issues like COVID-19, for instance. And then there are those documentaries that are made by maybe people like me who probably want to like produce a video, say if I tie my shoe to go running and then I put it up on Instagram, also that is a content, you know, that is a YouTube video. So you cannot say that because I put up this video I need to apply for a license. So then the law has to change somewhere along that line, lah.
All right. Thank you so much, Sarah. That was lawyer and filmmaker Sarah Sasha Abubakar. So I think Sarah brought up a very good point. Mm-hmm. The law was enacted in the pre-social media era, mm-hmm. and YouTube and internet days of the 1980s. So amendments really need to be made for it to still be applicable today. Otherwise, every single one of us who upload videos on the internet are technically also doing it illegally, which when we think about it logically doesn't really, you know, make that much sense. So think about it. We live in a time where thousands of videos are uploaded on the internet from all over the country every minute, and the technological and social media landscape is, you know, it's just as such. So the enforcement of this law in its current form is probably not feasible.
And to be fair, Dato' Saifuddin did release a statement last night admitting as much. So he said, and I'm going to quote from the statement, "It should be emphasized that the Perikatan National Government has never and does not intend to use this act to stifle personal freedoms on social media. The phenomenon did not exist when the law was enacted." So he also said that the ministry is aware that the law needs to be improved. Fair enough. And after yesterday afternoon's parliamentary sitting, we did also reach out to FINAS to get their comments on the matter. However, FINAS has had referred us to the aforementioned statement by Dato' Saifuddin.
That's right. And a few minutes ago, actually, the Minister of Communications and Multimedia released another statement saying that the Malaysian government stresses that they will uphold the principle of media freedom and individual freedom on social media platforms. So the minister also said that people are free to use social media platforms such as YouTube and TikTok, including producing and uploading videos without needing to apply for a license. So some clarity there. And finally, he said that the government will make amendments to the FINAS Act of 1981 while keeping the current landscape in mind.
That's certainly a step in the right direction, especially considering that technology is changing so rapidly and its use is changing. Just look at the amount of webinars, say, being live streamed now. That's been a consequence of the pandemic that we've lived through, you know, that we are living in right now. And so technology is so crucial. And it sounds like the minister does acknowledge that, you know, they cannot stifle this form of expression in education and entertainment. Right. So we'd like to emphasize, it's really great that the government realizes the flaws in this 39-year-old law and appears to be taking the steps to make the necessary changes. However, there is one thing that still needs clarifying. Since the government has said that the FINAS Act of 1981 is a little outdated and will require amendment, what then do we make of the very current investigations on Al Jazeera? It's a question that I guess we'll be keeping our eye on.
That's right. Yeah. And we'll definitely keep you updated when we hear more about that.
That's right. That's all the time that we have for this story. Tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 if you'd like to share your thoughts. We'll be back after a few short messages to bring you our second story. But first, here's Bob Dylan with All Along the Watchtower, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.